From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. Cuba is off the U.S. terrorism blacklist, and that may lead to more direct banking between the island and the United States. Augusto Maxwell is chair of the Ackerman Law Firm's practice in Cuba. He says the prior economic arrangement was more cumbersome.
There were no direct banking relationships between Cuba and the United States. And so in order for an American person to be paid for a legal sale to Cuba, Cuba had to route that money through a third country in order to get that money to an American.
Cuba getting off that list was announced on Friday. Maxwell added that these direct banking relationships would allow companies providing legal services to directly pay Cuban persons. Well, the Miami Hurricanes baseball team lost to Columbia Sunday. They now face a winner-take-all regional championship tonight against Columbia to advance the second round of the NCAA Division I baseball tournament. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.